Hannaday presents, in the red corner, the undisputed, undefeated Weed Whacker Guy. Champion of hurling grass and pollen everywhere. And in the blue corner, the challenger, Extra Strength Hannaday. Eye drops that work all day to prevent the release of histamines that cause itchy allergy eyes. And the winner, by knockout, is Hannaday. Hannaday, bring it on.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, as you know, the commercial sale of turf will soon be banned. Eric McNulty, who runs McNulty Fuels in Hospital County Limerick, doesn't sell turf. Instead, he sells hardened Irish mud. Eric, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, you're making a point here.
I am, I suppose. Look, it was just a bit of tongue-in-cheek advertising, really, to start off. I came up with the idea and ran with it, put up a poster on the forecourt for my decorative Irish hardened mud, not to be burnt in a fire for ornamental purposes only.
Yes.
It's really after blowing up, it's after getting a crazy amount of publicity, and the media outlets are running with it. So, yeah, it's great. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, but why were you made? It's a tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but, you know, what was the point behind it, if you like?
Yeah, well, I suppose there is a serious point behind it. It's looking at the ban on solid fuels that the government are implementing at the moment. From the 31st of October, we won't be able to sell coal, we won't be able to sell turf. They've already stopped the production of peat briquettes in Ireland last year, and we're importing them now. It looks, for a business owner like me, I have a petrol station and fuel store, it looks to me like the government are trying to ban and outlaw everything I'm selling at the moment, which is making life very difficult.
Yeah. What other things apart from turf?
So coal, obviously, is going to be, smoky coal is going to be outlawed on the 31st of October as well, so it'll just be smokeless going forward. There's also going to be moisture checks in timber, so kiln dried timber will be allowed to sell, but your standard forestry timber won't be allowed after that either.
Mm.
And I suppose as well for my industry, the petrol station, you know, they're pushing electric cars more and more now as well, so that's having an impact on my business.
Yeah. Now, but you know why all these measures are being introduced?
Absolutely. They're obviously have strict climate change targets that they're trying to meet and that the country are trying to meet, and I completely understand that. And I know that's the way forward. That's the future. We all have to, toe the line with regard to that. My own background is in renewable energy planning. I'm not against the idea at all. I worked in Scotland. I qualified in Scotland, and I worked there for Scottish government in renewable energy planning for a few years before moving home. And the reality was there wasn't jobs in this industry in Ireland at the time, about 8 years ago. So I went completely left field and bought the petrol station, and now I'm selling fossil fuels. So it's a bit of a change, but that was the reality. You know, there wasn't a livelihood to be made in renewable energy in Ireland, and I don't think a lot has changed then. And I think that's a big part of the problem now at the moment. They're banning what we're using, but they're not giving us an alternative. They're not giving us an option.
Yeah.
They're not incentivizing people, and that is a worry for people. And I think that's why my signs have resonated with people as well, and they've got so much publicity, is because people are genuinely worried. There isn't an option for people. On one hand, they're banning fuels, and on the other hand, they're saying there could be electrical shortages this year. And I don't know, are we jumping the gun a small bit? Are we putting the cart before the horse and trying to change the world when maybe a slower option might be the better option, you know?
But are there alternatives to turf?
Well, there is. Like we have a fuel depot here, and we sell our main sellers are coal, turf, briquettes, and timber.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, all of them are going to be affected by this ban. Coal will be gone, turf will be gone, the peat briquettes, we can't get them anymore in Ireland. We have to import them from Germany and Latvia, which I find amusing. They're trying to get us in line with climate change, but then we've got a huge carbon footprint bringing all our briquettes in from Germany and Latvia, which is counterproductive, really.
Yeah.
And so the alternatives are there, but they're all being affected as well. They're not going to be there. The alternatives aren't going to be there. And what's happening as a consequence of that is supply and demand means that because things are now limited and there isn't as many options for people, the price is going out of proportion altogether. And we can see that across the board now. What I was selling my premium coal this time last year for €20, I'm now selling for €38, and I'm hearing stories that's even at the low rate, it could be going up to as much as €45 or €50 for a bag of coal, which isn't fair on people either, you know.
Yeah, I think the price of turf has gone up in the short space of time that people can still buy it. That's gone up significantly.
Yeah, it definitely has, absolutely.
Yeah, but I suppose the thing is, you'd know this, you've got, because of your background in environmental planning, we're the third worst in Europe when it comes to our carbon footprint. So kind of saying, let's put it off for another day, is only going to make the problem worse.
The current government seems to be hitting the normal households, you know, the normal working person again. I don't know, is that the big problem? I think there's a lot of industries in the country that, and you know, I suppose bigger transport is definitely going to be affecting it more than you know what we've been doing for generations, and I know that doesn't make it right, but it nearly is a cultural thing in Ireland with regard to the turf anyway. Like I know with regard to the power shortages that they're saying might come into effect in the near future, you know, we've been hit by storms here in Limerick a few times over the last few years, and we have had blackouts. And the one thing you can always be certain on is that you'll have your fire to heat your house during that blackout. And you know, the new government policies are taking that away from people as well. You know, there's an element of self-sufficiency that isn't going to be there anymore.
Yeah. People still use, I mean, because the timber, the dry timber won't be affected, so people could use that.
They definitely can use that, but the kiln dry timber isn't as readily available as your normal timber that has been on the market for years. It's not, I don't think it'll ever keep up with the demand. Timber and turf were a very self-sufficient option. You know, people didn't even necessarily have to go to the shop to buy them. They were able to get it from their own land and trade amongst themselves and all that. And that's trying to be stopped at the moment as well, which is all going to put pressure on the market.
Yeah.
You know, when you take into account then the briquettes and the coal going as well, it's leading to price hikes in what is left, and it could be a very worrying winter for a lot of people.
How did a fella, though, who was working in the renewable energy sector end up running a petrol station? I mean, really, I don't know what that's, what the comparison is. That's kind of basically switching sides, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. No, but I suppose, look, it's needs must. When I wanted to move home, there wasn't work here in renewable energy. They're very, very limited. And I've been looking at that market for the last few years as well. I keep my ear to the ground, and I haven't seen much of a change, to be honest. I still think the employment is limited in that sector. So needs must. And the reality of the time was that this came up, this opportunity to buy the local petrol station. I'm originally from Hospital in County Limerick, so I'm born and bred in the town. And the petrol station is in that town as well. And my family have always been in business here. So I kind of would have had a retail background before I went to college. So, yeah, so it was something I just said I'd throw my hat at. And 8 years later, it's still going well, thank God.
Yeah. Do you have a charging station there at your
station? We don't. No. I looked into it a couple of years ago. At the time, I think ESB were giving out grants, and we were too rural for them.
What does that mean?
We are too rural. We're a very small town. We weren't on their grid, I suppose, for what they wanted at the time. Now, whether that has changed or not, I haven't pursued it since. because I suppose there isn't much uptake in my area for it because the infrastructure isn't there. You know, we're about a half an hour away from Limerick City, and about an hour away from Cork. And if there's a handful of people in the whole locality with electric cars, that's about it. I was speaking to a guy recently about it, and he's after changing over. He was a customer of mine. He used to come in and get petrol and diesel, and he's now got an electric car. And he was saying how good it was and how happy he was with it. And I asked him, has he gone to Dublin? And he said, no, you couldn't drive to Dublin in it, you know. So it kind of defeats the purpose for the living that we're doing out the country. We're very, very car dependent.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you can see it with the locals. Little by little, we're hearing the bad stories about the electric cars. Now, it is the future, and I'm not suggesting that for a minute. It will, but I don't think we're ready for it yet. Just like we're not ready to give up the solid fuels just yet. We're you know, if there's options, if there's alternatives, or if there's incentives, great. But I don't think we have them to make these drastic changes just yet.
Yeah. When would people be ready in hospital, do you think, to change to electric cars and stop burning filthy turf?
I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know. I know that when I was in the UK, when I was working in this 10 years ago, there was better incentives for people to switch over.
Mm.
There was bigger grants. There was, you know, it was an industry. It was a thriving industry over there. And that even, you know, nearly 10 years later, still doesn't seem to be the case in Ireland.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we seem to be a little bit behind. Like, they were building huge infrastructure over there, off sea, wind farms, you know, solar farms, all these kind of things that still are kind of in their infancy here in Ireland. So I don't know, maybe we are a bit behind the times, but I don't think that's the fault of you know, the likes of poor old people who are going to suffer this winter because they have no, you know, they've high bills and no alternatives.
Eric, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Eric McNulty there, who runs McNulty Fuels in Hospital, County Limerick. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Let's find out how much is in the cash machine.
Moncrief.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.